Man, I just had me a bowl of Reese's Puff cereal. I couldn't be better at the moment, not gonna lie to
Is that your go-to cereal?
I don't know, I have kicks. Like I'll go through like a Reese's Puff kick and then a Cinnamon Toast Crunch kick and then you ever heard of Honey Smacks?
Oh, yeah.
Love some Honey Smacks. I just go through kicks, like different cereal, and I'll eat the same one pretty much every morning for a couple of weeks, and then I'll switch it.
Is it always cereal for you? Like whether you're at home, whether you're on the road, is breakfast always like a cereal?
Pretty much every now and then I'll do, like a big breakfast, but I'm not really a big breakfast guy. I'm not super hungry when I wake up, but I don't know, I do crave a good bowl of cereal.
I absolutely love it. And you know what? It is something where on the road, that's probably something where it's still very doable for you as well.
Yeah, 100%. I'm on the bus right now, and yeah, just made a little bowl of cereal. Actually, ate three bowls, but who's counting?
Right. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So
We won't judge.
being on the road, so we're, cooling down just a little bit now. I'm assuming you probably played some festivals and outdoor shows during the summer. Does it feel good to be getting back indoors for shows?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I do enjoy the summer festivals, but by the time summer ends and you've done all those, the hot and just the whole deal, it's like, man, I do love getting indoors and playing shows. It's just that's a different vibe and keeps things fresh. And yeah, I love the indoor shows.
So, Vibrant Music Hall, the show is coming up this Friday. Get your tickets if you do not already have them. It is going to be fantastic. How long have you been out on the road right now?
Right now, like just this run, just today. But I mean, on the road, shoot, we started back in March of this year, just playing pretty much not every weekend. I used to do like 4 to 5 weekends straight, then I'll take me a weekend off, do something with the kids, and then go back and do another 4, 5, 6 weekends, take a weekend off kind of deal. But we've been playing shows all year, man. It's been a great year.
Is it tough when you go to put your set list together to figure out exactly what it is that you want, that feel, the flow of the show? Because you have good songs that can be upbeat, exciting, but you have some good love stuff as well.
Yeah, it's a little difficult, not gonna lie. It's not like, oh, we make a set list and we do the same set list for 2, 3, 4, 5 months. I mean, you can ask my guys, they probably hate me for this, but I usually change my set list up. If not every night, like every other night, I'll do something different. And really, it's really for me. If I do the same thing over and over every single night, it just drives me nuts. So I don't like to just have a set list and, oh, here's a set list. We'll do the same thing every night. Like that's boring, So we try to do things different as much as we can, and really feed off the crowd is what I do. I'll change it during the show, right in the middle of everything.
Much like your cereal,
Yeah,
right? Got to change
exactly.
it up every once in a while.
That's right.
So is there any songs that you have? Obviously the hits, you've got so many now that you have put out. And I'm assuming that you do have that in mind when you're putting a set list together. It's like, all right, let's make sure we're giving them the stuff that
Giving
they
the people
love.
what they want.
Do you have a song of your own where you think this is always going to get played if for nobody else, for me?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I mean, I feel like when I write a song, first and foremost, I am writing it just for me in the aspect of just, hey, I've lived this, so that's why I'm writing this. But I do think about the fans as well. So I don't know. I mean, really, all the songs that I record and put out, are for me in a way. I realized a long time ago, if I just put something out that, oh, it's just a halfway decent song or whatever, or I may kind of like this, I may end up singing it for the rest of my life and not wanting to. So I got the mentality behind that of, okay, can I see myself sing this the rest of my life or not? Because I really don't want to get on stage and sing something every night that I don't want to.
Well,
And there have been songs, I'm not going to lie, that I've put out that I've done that, but I try my best not to anymore.
just smile through it as you go through it every single night.
Yeah.
Man, we are excited. Dylan Scott, again, the show is coming up this Friday night, Vibrant Music Hall. We cannot wait to have you back in town. It's always a great time.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing all the fans out. And having a good time. Who knows? I may change the set list up 3 or 4 times and bring a bowl of cereal out on stage.
I was going to say, if the band starts looking irritated middle of the show, you'll know something has changed, right?
That's exactly right.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
All right, thank you, guys. See you.